Hello and welcome, everybody. I am so looking forward to today's episode. Today's guest has built, bought, and sold multiple companies, syndicated a real estate portfolio, and spoken on stages nationwide. He's on a mission to elevate entrepreneurs globally and just dropped his new book, The Hunter Head Game. Welcome, Coach Carroll. So excited to have you here.
And thanks for having me on. Excited to be here and spend some time with you and your listeners.
Absolutely. So I know a lot of people are struggling with AI right now. What was the moment for you when you realized you had to go all in on AI? Walk me through that. Set the scene for me.
Yeah, for sure, man. I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. I turned down 8 football scholarships my senior year of high school, started mowing grass. My parents thought I was crazy. And so I've built multiple ventures, but Carroll Media was my advertising technology company that I started in 2016. And we had worked with some of the largest captive agents, insurance agents across the US, helping them build their online presence and driving leads through social media. And then in November of 2022, this little program came out that you might have heard of called ChatGPT. And so I hopped on that thing because I said, man, if this thing can make images, this is going to be a game changer. And so I hopped on ChatGPT in November 2022, and I said, draw me an image of a family standing in front of a house. And so as it loaded down the page, their faces were melting, their fingers were like long and slender and scary looking. And I was like, all right, it's not there yet, but a adage that I live by is that technology is undefeated. So I knew that it was only a matter of time. So I dove straight into the deep end of the pool. Came up with the idea of Allie in April of 2023 while I was at home with my wife from our daughter being born, our first child. And so I was spending time and I was like, man, I really think in the future companies are going to have AI team members. And this was before like agentic AI was like a big thing. And so we launched Allie in April of 2024 and we've just been blazing a path ever since then, man. She is really created to be your front office AI team member. She can build, manage your website. She can engage your social media and she can answer your phones. Three of the highest touch points facing a customer from a small business owner's perspective, but also like high impact, but typically like low budget item, right? Like you don't spend a lot of money on people to like manage your social media. You're looking for an intern to do that, right? And maybe front desk Debbie is a low paid employee to answer the phones, but she's a director of first impressions, which always blew my mind. And then, you know, even today, it's like crazy to even understand, but like a lot of small businesses still don't have a website, or like they built the website in like 2000 and like haven't updated it since. So we're just trying to solve those three big problems for clients. And like we kind of wrap that up as just saying, you know, it's a front office AI team member. So that's where it all got started, man. And what we're working on today.
That's awesome. And why Allie? Like why did you decide to actually create that? Were you struggling with something where you knew that you had to create it, or were you working with a client? What was the inspiration?
Yeah. So in the early days, like people were like, I don't know if I should be on social media. Right. And then like COVID happened and that like, oh my gosh, everybody's on their phones. I should probably be on social media too. Right. It was like this, like big, this aha moment that happened for a lot of small business owners, I think happened during COVID. And so like that really pushed it. But what we realized was like, you know, answering the phones in a business is tough, dude. Like you don't really want to staff multiple people if you don't have to. Answering services by and large, I think suck. And it's hard to get a consistent recurring, you know, you give a script to a team member, right? I could be like, Adam, here's the script. We want to say it's always a bright and sunny day at Rick's Roofing. My name's Adam. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? And then like front desk Debbie's like, I don't know. That's a little too much, man. I'm just going to say it's a great day at Rick's Roofing. How can I help you? Right. And so the employees don't follow the script. And so I saw AI being something that could really, you know, improve on that, improve on the customer experience. And I also just have a fundamental belief, dude, that I think in the future, we're going to go from like, people don't want to talk to AI to like, as a customer, I'm going to expect you to use AI to make my customer experience, my customer journey better, right? I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Like I'm the customer. I don't have to have the answers, but I just want you to solve those problems. And so instead of being on a 5-minute phone conversation with somebody that's undertrained and unprofessional, I'd rather it be a 2-minute conversation with an AI bot that is super efficient. And so we just see it being a massive issue originally in the US, but I mean, Allie speaks like 7 different languages, so she can help in other countries as well. Cause I know you're not from the US. And so excited to be doing an international podcast today.
I am from the US, but
are from the US.
I am. Absolutely. You didn't hear my accent.
Wow. Well, nah, like, but God, it's interesting. So
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I went ahead and me and my wife, we traveled to 100 countries together. And that's when we discovered Spain, and we were like, you know what? This is a great place to live. And we tested them all out first.
You take a couple pills in Ibiza and it's all over, right?
Walk me through, Ali. What are like the steps? If I go ahead and sign up, okay, I start using the platform. Walk me through the steps that I need to take in order to actually get a result.
Yeah, so Ali was built with the intention of working with small businesses. So I think the worst thing you can do for Paul the plumber or Mike the mechanic, or, you know, I'm trying to think of an I name for an insurance agent, but it's like, you know, Isaac the insurance agent, you know, is like give them an AI platform and say, hey, good luck, go build your version of Ali. To me, I think what stands out that's different about us is like we include white glove onboarding for all of our clients. And so you sign up, you fill out a questionnaire, and our team builds it for you. And like the deliverable is a phone number with your area code that Ali is built on and trained on your business. And so it's super low lift for our clients. And honestly, man, I just think that comes from like me originally being a blue collar guy and then building a marketing agency. And it's like, I'm not a tech bro. And so like, I don't like pretend to think that everybody is super tech savvy. I ran a workshop a couple of weeks ago. I got invited down to Cancun to speak at a mastermind, and I was doing my AI playbook presentation. And in the presentation, I said, okay, everybody pull out your laptops, right? Everybody's had them there. I was like, I was going to have them take a screenshot of their office, and they're all insurance agents. We're going to put it in Nano Banana, which is Gemini's image creation tool. And we're going to like wreck a car into the roof. And it was to make a social media graphic that says, hey, when we say drop in for great rates, we don't mean literally drop in. Please use the parking lot, right? And so, dude, it took 10 minutes for them to take screenshots of their office on Google Maps, okay? So, like, that was very eye-opening to me. It was like, holy shit, okay? Like, the worst thing you can do is try to ask somebody to build one of these AI agents. And again, I'm not taking anything away from it. If you're acclimated and you can do that, fantastic. Like, go build your own agent. There's lots of cool tools out there to do it. But our platform is built to be a done-for-you system where all you've got to do is forward your phones. And so it's super easy, super cost-effective. And I think we've got one of the best platforms around.
That's amazing. And walk me through. So once a small business goes ahead and sets this up, what sort of results do they typically see? And how quickly does that happen?
Well, it depends on how many missed calls you're already missing, right? Like you can see, you know, Ali will start answering calls instantaneously. And then she sends all the leads into her app. We've got both mobile and web app application so that you can see those call summaries, call transcripts, call recordings. And, you know, for me, man, it's just like entrepreneurs are my people. And so, you know, my whole mission of being Coach Carol is like, I want to educate and elevate entrepreneurs all across the globe to make a $1 billion impact. And so, by building the tools and the technology and providing the training, I think it's my way of doing what God put me here to do, which is to speak and to be Coach Carol, man. I get to live this out every day. It's a dream of mine, and it's cool that I get to walk through this journey every single day of living my dream. It's not something that oftentimes people, their dream is like on the other side of retirement. And for me, it's like, my wife knew early on, like, I'm never retiring. I have a saying with my media team. I say, we do this for life, not for likes, right? So.
I love that. That's amazing. I mean, it's so accurate. I took, after I exited the company, I was planning to take much longer, but I got to 3 months and I lost my mind. I was like, literally, I told my wife, I said, I'm just going to start cold calling for fun because I need to get my brain going again.
I love that, dude. I mean, I literally wrote about that in my book. It's like, that's the hunter mentality, right? And like, once you're a hunter, like, that's it, dude. Like, you can't turn that off, right? You know, very few people go, a lot of people can go from being the hunted to the hunter. Very, very few people ever go from being a hunter back to being the hunted. It's like, once you see the light, you can't go back, man.
Absolutely. 100%. And this is super interesting what you were saying. You were talking about missed calls. And so what we do on our side is we go ahead and we work with companies in order to help them create partnerships, embedded partnerships. So for example, instead of just word of mouth referrals, what we focus on is embedding our clients into the sales system of partners. And when you were talking about missed calls, I was thinking about it because what we do is we drive a massive influx of customers towards our clients' ways. And when you're talking missed calls, I can totally see that being super important because if you have 500 calls coming your way, especially in a very short period of time, there's no way to go ahead and do that or to be able to even handle that initially. I mean, when we talk about this, How do you think that partnerships and actually having this system to be able to tie the two together, how does it work?
Yeah, we do a ton of partnerships, man. I actually just was on a call earlier today with LendingTree. We're going to be doing a webinar with them. That's part of me like speaking all across the U.S. I just got off my book tour, so we'll do a little shameless plug for the book. I'll flash it here on camera for you guys real quick. But it's called The Hunter Head Game, and 262 pages of my gritty guide, an entrepreneurial manifesto. But for me, man, partnerships are you know, a big channel for us. We've got a lot of business coaches that I'll work with to bring our AI playbook to life with them. And, you know, again, man, it's just about helping people better understand. It's one of those things where, you know, I don't ever expect anybody to do business with me, right? If we happen to do business, fantastic. Otherwise, man, if I can just pour into you, you know, that to me is great. You know, you mentioned you felt real empty after selling your company. You're like, I was going cold call for fun. I truly believe, and I'm no theologian, but this like goes back to my belief systems, is that God put man here to have a mission, right? The very first one, right, was to tend to the garden, to take care of the Garden of Eden. And so for me, I think there's something biblical about that, that, you know, you need to have a mission. You can't just sit on the beach and drink Mai Tais for the rest of your fucking life. You'll go crazy. And so trying to build this initiative around entrepreneurs, that was the whole reason behind writing the book, is I think AI is going to dislodge a lot of people, a lot of the hunted, right? The employees. Over the next 36 months, entrepreneurship is going to go from a nice to have to a means of last resort, I think, for a lot of people. And so I don't say that to panic anyone. I just say it from a straight preparedness standpoint of like, if you know absolutely nothing about being an entrepreneur, you don't have a side hustle, it's probably time to start looking into that, especially if you're in one of the industries like coding, customer service, junior lawyers, junior CPAs. A lot of those junior level jobs are going to be wiped out by AI in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. And so just trying to help people, you know, become more aware of that and try to put a plan into action so that they can do something about it.
Absolutely. 100%. And I guess even for you guys, because obviously you're running your own software, you have team members and stuff like that. How do you see AI impacting your own business?
Oh, it's massive. I literally told everybody in my team, I'm like, you guys got to learn to code, because it's not this like esoteric ability anymore. You know, for the past decade, we've told kids like, hey, you got to learn to code. You want to be rich? You got to go learn to code. And like, that hasn't changed. Like, contrary to like, everybody's like, oh, don't go to school for coding. No, you don't have to go to school for coding, right? Like you'll be fine. But what I think the biggest thing for the audience to understand is that what agentic coding, right, AI written code has changed is it's no different than using Google Translate and going from English to Spanish. You're just going from English to Python now, right? And so it's like writing out the scripts that you needed. And it has massive amounts of information. It can write super fast. And so, you know, for me, like, we're building stuff internally. I think we're going into the era of throwaway apps. I think small business owners will start to build shit that like will never see the light of the day in the marketplace. They'll just use it only internally to make them more efficient, to automate workflows. And then the other piece of it, man, is like, I told my team, like, I don't have time to teach you on the clock. And so the people that will stay in the company and will move up in the company are the ones that will take their own free time to learn how to get better and how to use this. Because Adam, what's happening right now is a split in the economy. It's a case split in the economy. Same thing happened when the internet happened, right? When the internet came along, there was a case split. And if you didn't get a web page, you didn't learn the internet, you didn't get an email address like my dad, right? Then your overall lifetime earnings and your net worth were capped. And so he's never made more than $20 an hour in his life. The same thing is happening right now. And so for the next 10, 15, 20 years, if you do not learn how to use AI, how to cohabitate with it, and how to use it to your advantage, your overall net worth and lifetime earnings is going to be capped. I truly believe that. You know, and so for me, I just think it's like bringing awareness around that. We're trying to do it with our team. We'll have trainings, group trainings, monthly trainings. And, you know, everybody's on Claude Cowork now so that they can use Claude, and they can use Claude code inside the program. What a fucking time to be alive, man.
Amen to that. Coach Carroll, where can people go to learn more about you, especially if they're a small business who's trying to figure out how AI works?
Yeah, man, you can go to CoachCarroll.com. That's air traffic control for all things Coach Carroll. So if you want to find my socials, they're there. You know, I always say everyone needs a coach, right? And if you can't afford one-on-one coaching, try to do group coaching. If you can't afford that, find a course. If you can't find a course, read a book. If you can't afford a $39.99 hardcover book, then just go to my fucking YouTube channel, man. I'll teach you for free.
Amazing. Coach Carroll, thank you so much for jumping on. What a great episode this was.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.